with Martin Bester.
So what's been happening? I don't know, did you follow the story about the waiter in East London at the Spur? A bunch of students were very, very, very rude to him, calling him names, degrading, and then left him a 4 rand tip. The upside of this is, and I love when I love these kinds of stories, man. I really do. So, another guy who was in East London at the time on business heard about the story. The guy's name is Jared Ruttenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Spoke to his friends about it and colleagues, and then got 4,444 rand in, sarcastically.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Went to the Spur, and the guy wasn't there at the time. Olani, he wasn't there, but left him the tip. Just to say to him, and a letter, to say to him, you know, sorry that this happened to you. And there, fatsua. Fatsua. The letter is quite touching that Jared left for him. Now, just to give you background, the students apparently at the end of the meal then left the 4 rand tip, said to him that, yeah, here's 4 rand because you look like a hungry African. The letter, I know, the letter that Jared left is just beautiful. It said, Zolani, I'm so sorry that I was not able to meet you today. Please accept the small tip of 4,444 rand for hungry Africans, in quotes. Because what this country needs is more of hungry hungry Africans. Hungry for knowledge. Hungry for justice.
Mm-hmm.
Hungry for hope. Hungry to know that they are seen, known, and valued. Please know that you are seen, known, and valued. Please don't let the bigoted actions of a few make you doubt yourself or doubt that there are good people out there. This tip is from a group of 11 people, none of whom know you or even each other, but wanted to express their frustration and also support for you. What strikes me most about this letter is, and I feel the same way often, is your greatest fear as a South African is that people don't generalize about someone who looks like you and is a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That, I think, is the bottom line. And that's what really touched me about this letter that Jared left him. And I hope we try to get him on the line this morning. But he's a student, so I don't think he's awake yet.
No, after 8.
After 8 or 9.
5 minutes before the first lecture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just so he can tell you in his own words what this letter meant to him and the tip meant to him and what he's going to do with the money. I think he's putting it towards his studies. So I think that's a beautiful moment. And the fact that Jared quoted what those guys said and then made it into something beautiful, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's beautiful. And yes, don't generalize. That is our biggest enemy in South Africa ever. There are so many good people, man. So many good people out there. And I'm so happy that this story made the news and that I could bring you the story on that student's behalf. Maybe if his phone is on later, we'll try and get him on so he can tell you in his own words.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is a frech lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.